It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
7 minutes after two, it's time for us now to get into the third and final hour of the program with the good pastor who's already standing by, Pastor Mulya Kubinda, joining us to give us some perspective on our daily focus for today. And remember yesterday, we began a series of these conversations that are talking about the superpowers that we're getting, talking or referring to spiritual gifts, right? So today we're talking about the variety is the spice of life. Variety is the spice of life. I tell you, imagine if every one in church had the same gift. Everyone was a musician, or everyone was a preacher, or everyone was a prayer warrior. Everyone has the same thing. It would be boring, right? Well, the beauty of the church is found in its diversity, where each person brings something different to the table. Yeah. Are we talking about what you bring to the table? Well, let's explore how embracing the variety of spiritual gifts can create a vibrant and unified body of believers. We're doing this with Pastor Eric Mulya Kubinda. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and welcome. Thank you very much once again for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you too. You are most welcome, and good afternoon to the listeners this afternoon.
Let's jump right in, Mfundisi. What are some of the most common spiritual gifts?
Some of the most common spiritual gifts we have are preaching, prayer, healing, pastoral, okay, helping, hospitality, leadership, teaching, wisdom, and so forth.
And how do they complement each other? You went through them so quickly. I'd like to know, how do they complement each other, Mfundisi?
You see, these spiritual gifts, in the morning I was like, these spiritual gifts are like body parts. There is no one who can only have one body part. You need to have, for you to be a human being, you need to have legs, hands, and the head. And so when you look at also these spiritual gifts, they are like also the body parts of the church. We have a preacher who needs somebody who has hospitality to welcome the people before he preaches. Mm. We have somebody who will preach. We might need people who pray for those who need healing.
Yeah.
And when there are serious situations in the church, a preacher cannot do everything. You need somebody who is vested with a spiritual gift, right, in leadership,
right,
and also wisdom. And so they help each other to complete the body of Christ. Mm. No body of Christ can have only one spiritual gift.
Okay. All right. So when we're talking about these spiritual gifts, how can churches create an environment that celebrates the diversity of spiritual gifts?
The church, in the first place, it has to reveal it to its members that all spiritual gifts are important and they are welcome to be expressed in church. The church must be able to set even a day in a year. How I wish they can propose a day in a year which can be dedicated to spiritual gift, and we call that day the spiritual gifts day, where we celebrate, we uplift and extol those who are expressing their spiritual gifts in church, and how much they are contributing to the church, that they may feel that their contributions are never ignored. And those who don't express them are also helped, that they may also come in the open and bring their spiritual gifts. That way, the church will do a great deal to these spiritual gifts.
You know, Mfundisi, when people don't know the things that you're talking about, people tend to disagree and fight. There's conflict. And I want you to just trace the path around that. Things that would lead to conflict, and yet they're not supposed to. They're spiritual gifts. So tell us how these spiritual gifts could be seen as cause for conflict and how we can manage that.
You know, conflicts will only arise at the root of misunderstandings, according to psychology. So conflicts will arise when people are misunderstanding something. How I wish leaders could be open-minded, as open as possible, to accommodate other ideas and other gifts. And also, one of the things that causes confusion in church is jealousy. When people become jealous of one another, they will tend to ignore certain gifts in certain people and only uplift one gift. And the mostly uplifted gifts that I've seen in church, a preacher will always be uplifted more than the one who is in hospitality. And yet, even the one who is in hospitality is playing a major role in church. A singer will be more uplifted than one who is praying. So at the end of the day, when others begin to develop the feelings of jealousy, just know that there the controversies will begin in church. The talkings and the murmurings will begin in church. Jealousy. Those are some of the things that I see that they bring controversies among the spiritual gifts. And as a result, people end up suppressing their gifts and also just walk away from the church.
Tell us ways, Mfundisi, that believers can learn to support and encourage one another, not fight, but to support and encourage one another in using these gifts for the greater good of the church.
Let believers understand what Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Here he says, what makes you fight among each other? What do you have which you never received? For everything you have, you just received. So believers must understand that if I preach well, I just received. If one can pray well, he just received. If one can sing well, he or she just received. And so when members get to realize that we all receive these things, none of us will fight to preach. None of us will fight a good preacher or a good singer. You may have a spiritual gift in radio presenting. And why would I fight you?
Why would
I fight you when it's your thing? Calling me to do what you're doing, I wouldn't even do it. I'll just mess things up. So I must accept and admit it, that that's what God chose that you must do concerning his work. And let me do my thing as a preacher. Let the singer also do what he or she does, because that's what God gave such a one.
Okay. Final question, Funisa, I'll let you go. Why is it important for spiritual gifts to be used in unity of the growth of the church? Or unity for the growth of the church?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25. Here the Apostle Paul says, if at all men do not work together, then there will be confusion in church. And also Jesus in Mark chapter 3, 25 says, if at all a house is divided and rises against itself, that house shall surely fall. And so if we are to work in unity, it means that the body of Christ will be stronger more than ever before. If a leg fights a hand, how will that body succeed? That body will be gone. And so as a church, we are the body of Christ. And so when these gifts come together, they are coming there, working in unity, complementing and growing the body of Christ.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It still continues. We'll pick it up from where we left off today to Mfundisi. Tomorrow, once again, we're chewing on the issue of spiritual gifts. Thank you very much for your time and your ministry. God bless.
Amen. God bless you too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.